I'd like to talk to you about the importance of emphasizing the exhale in your freestyle stroke. Now, we could talk about exhale also in the other strokes, in breaststroke, backstroke, and butterfly. It would also be a good topic there, and similar points to be made. But let me focus on freestyle itself, because it has a unique breathing situation where you have this long period of 2, 3, 4, or perhaps more strokes, non-breathing strokes, where your face is in the water and you only have the opportunity to exhale. And then there's a brief, very brief moment where your face is turned up, touching the air, and you have the opportunity to inhale. So it's very asymmetric, the long, 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 long exhale opportunity and a very short inhale opportunity. So when we're exhaling, we obviously need to, when we're breathing, the breathing action, we obviously need to exhale, then we need to inhale to fill it back up. So you've got this lung volume and you have to push out a certain amount of air and then fill it back up again. So really the simple way of doing this by emphasizing the exhale is you can calculate or measure the amount that you want to fill up by just simply pushing that much air out of your lungs. So underwater, with your face underwater, you're exhaling a certain amount, you're compressing your diaphragm a certain amount, and you do only the amount that you intend to refill. So then your face turns up towards the air and suck it back in, and it just fills up what you had emptied. So in this regard, it really makes sense to, if you want to regulate the volume of your respiration, then you regulate it by emphasizing the exhale. Now in general, I want to encourage you to not exhale massively, where you empty the lungs, nor to be too shallow, where you or holding your breath, where there's virtually no exhale. Both of those situations are going to be problematic for you. So likewise, if we think about the muscle, the squeezing muscles in your abdominal region, in your chest cavity, you don't want to do a massive exhale where you're squeezing the muscles all the way, compressing as far as they can go. You don't want to take the muscles to the end range of contraction, compressing the lungs, nor do you want to take the muscles to the end range of expansion either. So you get weaker, the muscles get weaker, the force starts to drop dramatically as you get to the end range of either side of that, to the massive exhale, complete exhale, or to the complete inhale where you're expanding your chest and your abdominal region. So you want to avoid those two extremes. And of course, you want to avoid the extreme of holding your breath while your face is underwater and then trying to do both the exhale and inhale when your face is above the surface. So what that means is you need to pay attention to, once your face goes back under on the non-breathing strokes, then you need to follow a plan for how to exhale in those moments. You can exhale with just a steady bubbles from the nose. That's a possibility. That's a very simple way of doing it. So just think of a steady rate from the moment you put the face underwater to the moment you take it out again to inhale, just a steady bubbles. But probably more realistic and more practical is to do a gradient exhale where you are, right when you put your face underwater, you may have a little bit of bubbles as your face is turning under so that you keep water from going up your nose. But then you start for just a moment where you're holding the breath, and then you start to gently squeeze air out of your lungs through your nose, and it's going to gradually increase in the intensity, anticipating the moment that you're going to turn your face towards the air. And then right there at that last moment, you have a tighter squeeze of the diaphragm, not to the extreme, but just a little squeeze there, and clear, which blows air out your nose and your mouth and clears water away from those openings as they break the surface. So again, you're focused on the exhale, executing the exhale in a certain way, and you're very conscientious that you're also squeezing with the diaphragm in those latter moments of the as you're approaching the surface. So you want to think of, if you're thinking inside your your abdominal region and your diaphragm, think of working between 20% and 80% of your squeezing capacity. Or another way of thinking about it is about work between 20% and 80% of your lung volume. Okay, so you never want to go to less, like you've squeezed out more than 80% of your air, and you never want to think of like you're inhaling more than 80% of your total volume. Okay, so that idea of never more than 20% empty and never more than 80% full, or excuse me, 80% empty or 20% remaining. Okay, so just this idea of you're kind of working with the middle range of your lung volume and the middle range of your diaphragmatic squeezing. So, but you can do all of that by thinking about the exhale and the compressing the lungs. And that's, then you can let the inhale mostly take care of itself. You just simply let go and give a little pull with it, and air pulls back into the lungs on its own, just because of the negative pressure that you created in the lungs. So anyways, just wanted to talk to you about that with emphasizing exhale. And when you do that, then that will help you regulate the amount of the volume of respiration, and also how you breathe using the diaphragmatic muscles more than the chest and thoracic muscles. Okay, so that's a little discussion there of using breathing, using the exhale emphasis. All right, talk to you later.